Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did you remember Nehemiah 8:10 or so that said, the joy of the Lord is your strength? Say that out loud. The joy of the Lord, is my strength. Do you want to be strong?
Yes.
Do you want to stay strong?
Yes.
No matter what's going on?
Yes, sir.
Strong?
Yes, sir.
It will be evidenced by joy. No, these two indicators are so significant. The God of hope fill you with all what?
Joy.
And what?
Peace.
For decades now, I joy and peace in my life like I do the gauges on the airplane. There's a couple of gauges I really watch on the airplane. One of them is that the engines are making good power, because that keeps you flying. The other one is fuel in the tanks, because that's how the engines keep making good power. The airplane we got now has got two little white bars that go up to how much. And when it's gone, there's no white bars anymore. You want plenty of white bars.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and if the white bars are getting low, fuel is getting low, or the power is getting low, that's not good, because you can't stay up.
That's right.
And in my life, I look out for that joy gauge. And I look for that peace gauge. And if my joy is getting low, I begin to say, hey, that can't go on. Because if I run out of joy, it means I'm out of faith. If I'm out of faith, I'm out of victory. God, I can't please God with anything I do. I can't overcome. I can't receive. And that other gauge is peace. When you lose your peace, and you lose your joy, you've lost your faith. And you've lost your victory. And you will not be okay. People can try to pretend, oh, well, it'll be okay. Not unless you get back in faith, it won't. Everything's not just going to be okay unless we get in faith and stay in faith. Oh, but when you're full of joy, whoop, right up the top. Full of peace, whoop, right up the top. Oh, brother, you can push the throttles all the way up. Let her rip. Let's go somewhere. Huh? Let's get high and fast. Leave the junk behind. Go to a better place. I mean, that's what your faith does. Your faith will get you out of the junk. The faith will get you out of the mud and get you up higher. Come on now. Your faith will get you through the bad stuff and get you into the place God has for you, into your harvest, into your healing, into your freedom. It takes faith to get there. And faith is evident by joy and peace. Joy and peace. Let me encourage you in your own life. Watch your joy level. Watch your peace level. It is never okay for you to go half a day down. It's not okay. There's no excuses. I don't care what happened in your life. It's not okay to yield to depression and get down. You go for hours and you hadn't smiled. You hadn't laughed in days. You're acting like a heathen. Like an unsaved person. See, people associate that with some kind of sin only that they got in their mind. But no, you and I are supposed to have the spirit of victory in us and on us and through us. Right? And it's evidenced by joy and by peace. When you come into the room, joy ought to come in with you. And peace ought to come in with you. That is faith and that is overcoming. Well, that's how we reap. It's directly mentioned in the Scriptures with reaping. Go back to your Psalm there, Psalm 126 and 5. Let's look at it again. They that sow in tears don't reap in tears. You got to get out of the tear phase. You want to reap. You got to quit crying. Quit being down. Quit feeling bad. If you're going to get into reaping, you got to get into joy.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Verse 6. They that go forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again. What?
Rejoice.
Come with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Joy. Rejoicing. Thank you, Lord. Don't turn there, but put up 1 Peter 1 and 8, please. 1 Peter 1 and 8. Whom having not seen, talking about the Lord, you love, and in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, when you're believing, what do?
Rejoice.
You rejoice with joy unspeakable.
Hallelujah.
Now that's major joy. You lose words. You just bubble and can't say it all. And this is the condition of being very strong in the Lord.
Amen.
Because the joy is your strength. More of it you got, stronger you are.
Amen.
Stronger you are in faith, in God, in spirit, the harder it is for anything to shake you and move you. But see, when you don't have much joy or much peace, any little old thing knock you down. Because you were barely getting by to start with. You did smile once yesterday. And then you had a flat. And oh, man. What little joy you had is gone. You're just down. And no peace. You're upset. You're frustrated. You're anxious. That's like unsaved people are. Oh, but friend, when you are full of joy and full of peace, some pretty tough stuff can slap you. And all it did was knock you down to 80%. And you can get that built back up pretty quick. You just look at it and you go, well, God's got me through worse than this. And I'm not going to lose my joy just because of this. Well, they said this about you, and they did that, and they wouldn't do that, and they didn't agree. And if it doesn't take much, let me say it like this. Whatever it takes to get you upset and down shows your spiritual development. If it doesn't take much to get to you, then you're a little baby. Little whiny baby. You might be 60 years old. On the outside, but inside spiritually, you're a little whiny baby. But you could also be 16 on the outside and be strong in the Lord and full of joy and full of peace. And no matter what people say and do, you're like a rock. You just keep smiling. You just keep praising God. It doesn't shake you. It doesn't rattle you. These are the kind of people who get miracles. They overcome. Glory to God. Say it again. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Do you think it's worth your while to monitor your joy level and monitor, not talking about somebody else's, yours. You monitor. Don't monitor your spouse's joy level. Well, I think your joy needs to come up a little bit. Well, how about you look in the mirror? Don't do that. Monitor your joy level. Your peace level. How are you doing? Go with me to Joel chapter 1. Thank you, Master. Joel 1 and 12, notice this. The vine is dried up. The fig tree languishes. The pomegranate tree, palm tree, apple tree, all the trees of the field are what?
Withered.
I want you to read the next phrase out loud to me. Because. Why are they all withered? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Now, what do you get from a pomegranate tree? A harvest of pomegranates. And from a palm tree, what do you get from an apple tree? Oh, apples, yeah, but a harvest of apples. A harvest. And he said, if it's all withered up, are you getting a harvest?
No.
No, you're not. There's nothing to pick. It's all dried up. It's all withered up. Why? They are withered. What's the very next word? Because. Why are they withered? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Now, friend, this is life-changing revelation happening right now. This reminds you of the modern proverb of which came first, the chicken or the egg. You could say, well, they are depressed because the trees are not bearing. Is that so?
No.
Well, I'm down, Brother Keith, because it's bad. I'm sad. Is it, are you sad because it's bad? Or is it continuing to be bad because you're continuing to be sad? According to the scripture, it didn't say the other way around. It said the trees were withered because the joy was withered. Oh, you can see why the devil tries so hard to get us down. Why? Because it is tied to the faith that changes the situation.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me